that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Six minutes, 43 seconds remaining at Camp Randall Stadium. The Badgers 24, Rutgers 6. Nizer Forkureen, the Badger corner who was shaken up on the last play, able to get to the Wisconsin sideline where he's going to be looked at further by the medical staff. I mentioned before, this was a game you didn't think would be very easy. Rutgers went into the Big House in Ann Arbor and gave Michigan all it wanted for most of the day. 24-6 here. Badgers out in front. Rutgers off to this 4-1 start. They were trying to get, or are trying to get, to 5-1 for the first time since 2014. That was the first year that Rutgers was in the Big Ten Conference.
I give them a lot of credit. They're hanging in. It's a lot of things kind of gone against them today, and you know, down 24-6, they've continued to compete, battle, and scrape, and they've put together a nice little drive here.
Set to resume play, second and 10 at the 19-yard line of Wisconsin. Samuel Brown in there again at running back. We've had the rotation back there. Johnny Langan, the tight end, wing on the right side. Isaiah Washington wide to the right. Christian Dremel slot to the left. Jaquay Jackson wide left. On second and 10, Rutgers. Jackson starts in motion to the formation. Winsett gets the snap, looks to throw, looks left, throws it left, end zone, wants Jackson, incomplete. Good work. That's one of the freshmen back there, the Badgers freshman corner, Jonas Duclona, young man out of Naples, Florida, with a tight coverage, and it's third and 10. Rutgers at the 19-yard line.
Kind of that same route that we've talked about earlier that's given Wisconsin some problems throughout the year. It's like a wheel route where you just get that head of steam running. Nice job there kind of sticking with them. Rutgers did a good job of picking up. Wisconsin tried to do a little bit of stunting up front. They picked it up, able to get it down here to third down.
Good work by the freshman. Rutgers wanted to test him. Third down and 10 at the Badgers' 19-yard line. Wimsett back to throw. Four-man rush. Wimsett steps right, throws right, strong the catch outside the numbers, 15-yard line, and is chopped to the boundary by Hunter Wohler. They'll spot at the 11. Gain of 8, and it's 4th down and 2 for the Scarlet Knights. 6:22 remaining. 24-6 Wisconsin. Rutgers converted on a 4th down play earlier. Now it's 2nd attempt. 4th and 2 at the 11 of Wisconsin. Aaron Young in the backfield. Ball at the 11-yard line, Wisconsin territory. 6 minutes and counting remaining in Madison. A great chance for Wimsett to run here. He takes the snap, looking, flush to his left. Chased, throwing, incomplete, sails over Washington. Rodas Johnson doing good work, heating up the quarterback as the Badger defense gets another stop.
Rodas Johnson, you said it, kept him in the pocket, forcing him, because I think after the first initial read broke down, he wanted to run it, kept him in the pocket, forcing him to throw, and he airmailed it high and outside, and Wisconsin getting off the field, kind of snuffing out Rutgers' last grasp here to stay in this game.
Good work by this Wisconsin defense this afternoon.
Oh, did you see the cameraman?
Woo! Get nailed.
Took a shot where you don't want to take one on a little short hop.
Braylon Allen in there at running back. Braylon gets the handoff, trying to work off the right side. Gets spun down at about the 14-yard line. Gain of 3. And it's 2nd and 7 for Wisconsin. 5.5 minutes remaining, 24-6. Wisconsin leads Rutgers.
Hey, this is where, you know, all the, well, it's going to be air raid this, and oh, everything's fast tempo. You always wonder, all right, what if you're up 18 in the fourth quarter? You can see. Things have definitely slowed down here a little bit for Phil Longo in this offense.
Badgers have 190 rushing yards today. Against a Rutgers defense that coming in allowed 98.5 per game on the ground. On second down, Mordecai, as the play clock winding down, got to the point where Luke Fickell burned a timeout. We'll use it here. We'll keep it here with 4:58 to play. 24-6, Wisconsin leading Rutgers as we send it downstairs to Patrick.
Braylon Allen now has 81 yards on the day, and that's significant because he needed 119 going into today's game to reach 3,000, the 3,000 plateau. So it's possible they could milk this clock out and he could pass that threshold. Here's how productive Wisconsin has been at developing running backs. If he gets to 3,000 yards, he would be the 14th player to have that number associated with their name. For many schools, there's about two or three guys have done that. Wisconsin is about to have number 14.
RBU. One of those RBU alums, Jonathan Taylor. He's getting paid, huh?
Oh, good for JT, man. Yeah, I love it.
Big deal with Indianapolis Colts. Set to resume play for the 14 of Wisconsin. Second down and 7. Hand off to Allen, trying to pick his way through some traffic, and there's just not much to run through as he'll take it to the 17-yard line. And Rutgers using a timeout here with 4:50 remaining. It's their second timeout of the half. The Badgers will have a 3rd and 4 at their 17-yard line. Tashiano just trying to do anything he can to preserve time and give his offense another shot.
Yeah, and you notice there, Braylon Allen, two arms on it, making sure you protect that football. He had the fumble earlier in the game, and when you're in a position like this, yeah, you'd love to bust a run. And you know, Patrick said he needs to get to a certain number to get the 3,000. I can assure you that's not on his mind right now. His mind is to secure the football. Let's pick up a first down and keep plugging away. And I like that. You see that extra added ball security, because that's, at this point, Rutgers' only hope is to force one of those. And when you see this, and I don't know if I'm going to Romo Nostradam this or not, but when you get to these points in games, that's when you see some of these home run hits. You know what? Since you've called it today, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Home run coming.
I'm here for it. Speak it into existence, they say. 3rd down and 4, Wisconsin from its own 17-yard line. Allen to the left of the quarterback. Mordecai looks the throw, shoots it to Hayden Rucci, makes the catch, fights for the first down, and he fumbled the football. It is loose. Big pile at the 22-yard line. He was trying to fight to that first down, and a big old pile. And it will be Rutgers ball coming out of there. Troy Rainey, one of their defensive linemen, so the second lost fumble today for Wisconsin. 4:35 to play, and Rutgers with an opportunity. Badgers lead 24-6.
Yeah, unfortunate. It looked like he was tackled, but we see this happen a lot where you'll roll over and you'll roll on and none of your body part hits the ground, elbow or knee. And I think that's where they came in and punched the ball out, because Rucci's body in his cheek or knee or elbow or something didn't hit the ground, and they're able to get it out. Would have been a first down for Wisconsin. Instead, Rutgers is able to collect it.
Well, they're going to take a look at it, though. This is going to be under review. That looked pretty close. Let's wait and see another replay here. Trying to wrestle for that extra.
He didn't need to either. I think he had the first down picked up. But again, you have to understand, just as I was commenting about Braylon holding it and keeping it tight, what do you think? I don't know if his cheek hit the ground.
Yeah, it may have landed more on the linebacker, Tyreen Powell. Fighting for it. Muhammad Toure trying to pry it loose. And
I think that's going to hold up.
It may go the other way here. One more look. He landed on the linebacker. And hands and feet on the ground, you're up. Hands and feet. Anything else, you're down. And I didn't see anything other than the feet, hands and feet on the ground. Muhammad Toure knocked it loose. Troy Rainey pounced. But the replay is, it's taking a little bit of time. He's trying to make sure that left shin maybe didn't hit the turf, or the forearm. If that hit the turf, you're down. Not so sure here. This is why this is taking some time.
See if you pull the notepad out.
Dude, he's got the notepad. That's a good sign.
Yeah,
good sign.
Maybe.
That left forearm may. We're about to find
out. After review, the ruling on the field stands. First down, Rutgers.
He fooled us with that notepad.
Yeah, I think, did.
You know how
did he write on it?
No, I don't think
if
so.
If he didn't write on it, it doesn't matter.
Total fake job. I think sometimes you see what you want to see.
Yes.
I think that was the case where we were both thinking, you know what, maybe we'll get this thing flipped, but that's the case again. It's always hard to fault a kid for giving great effort. Rucci was doing that. You have to understand time and play the game, and you get the first down. Sometimes the best thing is just to go down, move on, get that first down.
So the ball's at the 21 of Wisconsin. Two receivers left, one on the right, 4:42 to play, 24-6 Wisconsin. Kyle Manungai in there at running back. Wins it back to throw. Quick shot to the right, incomplete. Won it again strong. Alexander Smith on the coverage at the 10-yard line. Second and 10 Rutgers with 4:38 to play. Moves it today 13 for 32, 144 yards. Dremel slot to the left. Again, strong wide left. Isaiah Washington to the right. Tony Lang in the tight end, wing on the right side. Snap to Wimsett, again a four-man rush. Left side throw, strong the catch. Jonas Duclona will drive him out of bounds at the 11-yard line, and that'll be a first down for Rutgers.
Kind of crazy how many incomplete passes there have been. This game has flown by today.
Yeah, it has.
But you're looking at 14 of 33 for Wimsett, Mordecai 17 of 31. Weird game.
It has been. From the 11 of Wisconsin, first and 10, Rutgers. Dremel slot to the right. Wimsett looking, throws to the left. End zone for Strong, makes the catch. Touchdown, Rutgers. Good throw, Alexander Smith on the coverage. The ball was where it had to be. Ian Strong, and it's 24-12. Wisconsin's lead is a dozen. And they'll send on Jay Patel for the PAT. 4:07 remaining, 24-12 Wisconsin. Patel missed the first extra point attempt in the third quarter when he hit a rope that banged off the left upright. Extra point attempt here is good. So we'll continue to keep it here. 4 minutes, 7 seconds to play. Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 13.
Yeah, it just shows you how tough it is to win football games. Rutgers, Wisconsin has dominated. I thought coming into it, everybody was talking about Rutgers and how physical they are running the football. And when you look at the stat line in this game, Wisconsin, 39 carries for 193 yards, averaging right around 5 a carry. And Rutgers, 22 carries for 64 yards. You'd think, yep, this thing's over. Wisconsin's dying. For the most part, they have. But again, they just keep fighting. And we all knew that was going to be the case. You know what Greg Schiano's all about. It's tough. It's grit. That's what they're going to do. But the keys to the game coming in, running the football, who is going to be more physical? Wisconsin has done that today. Special teams, Wisconsin has done that today. That's why we're sitting here up 11, should even be more, with about 4 minutes left in this game.
Yeah, Rutgers takes advantage of the short field there. Wimsett with that touchdown pass, he has thrown for a touchdown pass in every game for Rutgers so far this season.
I like him. Yeah. Obviously, you don't want to go 15 to 34, but tough. He got not get a big hit, and he was able to hang in.
Onside kick coming up. Here's the bounce, hangs up in the air, and it's pulled down by Bryson Green. Rock solid 215-pound receiver, transfer from Oklahoma State, just went up and got it off that high bounce. And the Badgers will start at their 48-yard line with 4:06 remaining.
A pretty good onside kick. I think you look at the NFL and those stat lines are, it's really tough to recover an onside kick. He got the hop that he's looking for. Green hung in there. Luckily, he didn't have the cavalcade of Rutgers Scarlet Knights coming at to drill him, just able to secure it and give Wisconsin the possession.
So here we go, Braylon Allen in the backfield. Still going to call your shot?
Yep.
There you go.
I meant this one.
There you go. Here's the handoff to Braylon up the middle, and boy, they're trying to strip it, and Allen, boy, is he strong as a bull. He's hanging on. Mohamed Toure just trying to tackle the football there, and Allen's saying, nope, I got it. He picked up two. to the 50, second down and 8.
Torrey, you have to like him. Yep. There's always guys that will kind of pop when you're watching opposing teams. And, you know, we complimented Wisconsin for finishing that Purdue game by not going till the whistle. He did that with Rucci, able to get that ball out. And he is going full tilt. You better make sure two hands are on that football.
Second and 8, Wisconsin from the 50. As Mordecai will give it to Allen again, working up the left hash marks, gets stood up, and progress stopped at the 48 or 47-yard line. Most of the defense just zeroing in on Agent Zero as a timeout taken by Rutgers. That's the final one for the Scarlet Knights. Ball at the 48 of Rutgers. The Badgers have a 3rd and 6 with 3 minutes and 19 seconds. Make that 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play as they put a few more ticks on the clock. 24-13, Wisconsin.
And we saw this the last possession when we turned it over. It's 3rd and 5, 3rd and 6. And one of the easy things to do is just hand the ball off and churn clock. Now Rutgers doesn't have any timeouts. I just feel like Phil Long, that's not his mentality. You know, are you going to wing it here, try to pick up that first down and salt the game away? Or do you play run the football punt? I'll be curious. This tells you a lot about the mentality of what this football team is. The smart play, I do believe here, run the football. Hopefully you're able to pick it up. If you don't, punt it away, force Rutgers to go down and do it.
Yeah, nothing else. You can burn another 40 seconds off the clock. We'll see. Will Pauling slot right. Bryson Green wide to the right. Chimray DK out to the left. Braylon Allen, the running back from the Rutgers 48-yard line. Mordecai hands it to Braylon inside the 45. Bulldozing his way down to the 42-yard line. I think he got it.
He needed
the 42. And boy, that was, you hear the words effort and attitude from Luke Fickell a lot. There was a whole lot of both from Braylon Allen, and he got the first down for Wisconsin with 3 minutes to play.
Seattle, not a fan of that spot, and just bird's eye view up here, I thought it was not a bad spot. Obviously, I'm going to think it's a great spot because it got us the first down. And he's still jawing over at that ref.
2:45 remaining, 24-13 Wisconsin. First and 10, Mordecai hands it to Braylon again off the left side and turns it up inside the 40, down to the 39-yard line. Gain of 3 yards, 2.5 minutes remaining.
I love smart football players, and right there, Braylon Allen. Yeah, run it outside. Easy to get out to the boundary, but he slowed himself. Could probably put a, picked up 2 or 3 more yards if he kept it outside, but understanding where you're at in the football game, get down. If you pick up a yard or two less, it's not near as important as keeping that clock churning.
20 carries, 97 yards, and a touchdown for Braylon Allen today. 2:03 remaining, 24-13 Wisconsin. 2nd and 7 for the Badgers. Ball at the Rutgers 39-yard line. UK wide left, motions right. Here's the handoff to Allen again, trying to slide off to the right side, and he gets lifted up at about the 35-yard line. Again, Rutgers out of timeouts, so the Badgers will burn more clock, a minute 40 to play. It'll be a 3rd down and about 3 just outside the 35 of Rutgers.
This is what, you know, Coach Bicknell and Longo and everybody here, this is, you know, we call it 4-minute offense, where you understand all we got to do is keep picking up first downs, churn it, because you want to finish the game with the ball in your hands. You don't want to have to punt it or turn it over on downs. And that's the attitude that these guys have right here.
3rd down and 3 at the Rutgers 35. Snap to Mordecai. He wants to run it. He will. 1st down and more. He slides down inside the 30. Down to the 29-yard line. And that is all she wrote.
Love it. Letting Rutgers hear about it, too. You want your quarterback to have a little dog in him. And that was right there. Letting him know, hey, have a safe trip back to Piscataway.
Yeah, he got a little bump there from one of the Rutgers defensive players. And old boy from Waco, Texas wasn't real interested
in
that.
Nope. Love it.
45 seconds remaining in every coach's favorite formation. Badgers go into the victory formation. As Mordecai ducks under his center. Tanner Bordellini takes the snap, backpedals a couple of steps, drops to a knee, and the Wisconsin Badgers are about to go to 2-0 in Big Ten conference play. A good start to this big month of October for Luke Fickell's Badgers.
It's a good, just a good, fun, gritty win today. Not the prettiest game. It talked about all the incompletions, everything else, but you want to test toughness? You want to test all that? Rutgers brought it, and Wisconsin was more than up for the test today.
As the Badgers on homecoming day knock off the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, and Patrick Herb gave an individual milestone number for Braylon Allen. This win, a team milestone for the Wisconsin Badgers. All time, now 400 wins in Big Ten games. Only two programs have had more in the history of this conference. You might be able to guess who they are. But the Badgers with number 400 here today. Your final score, Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 13. We're back with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Monday.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Wisconsin improves to 2-0 in Big Ten play, and it's the win here on homecoming day, 24-13 over the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Braylon Allen, 101 rushing yards on 21 attempts. Tanner Mordecai, 17 of 31 through the air, 145 yards and a touchdown. Badgers end up rolling up 213 yards on the ground, and they hold Rutgers to just 275 yards of offense. Rutgers took advantage of a short field to get that second touchdown, but we go back to that sequence at the end of the first half, Tausch, when it's 10-0, Rutgers is driving, and then the Ricardo Hallman pick six. Talk about a game turner. That was it.
And I think you look at today as being a great day of complimentary football, and that has been something that you heard from Luke Fickell all season. You wanted to see more of it, and that play, obviously, the play of the game, and it turned it at seven. It's a 14-point swing right before the half, all the momentum. But I really look at what happened prior to that as even more critical than that big play, which I know sounds crazy, but Braylon, you're going in for a tutter. Braylon puts it on the ground. They get the football back at the four, and what you saw there is that complimentary football. You don't have your dauber down. You say, all right, let's bow up defense, three and out. You force a punt, and you start at the 39-yard line. Braylon gets to redeem himself, go down, get a touchdown. And that, I thought, with all the swings and the pendulum and everything else, that really kind of put it back. And then that allowed, even though Rutgers moved the football, defense hung in there, and Hallman makes that big play. And that was really, to steal a line from Wayne Larrabee, the dagger that finished
that
thing off.
Yep, and that the Allen-Aker combo was effective. I gave you Braylon stats. Jackson Aker stepped in today, 13 carries for 65 yards. You're getting 5 yards pop. That's pretty good work. Tanner Mordecai, 11 rushing attempts, 50 yards. He had the 14 rushing attempts against Purdue. Now, you know, a couple of these you may have been flushed and was able to get something out of what could have been a sack, but not all of them were that way. So again, he proves his ability to hurt teams with his feet. So let's get you back to that play of the game, though. It's 10-0, Rutgers trailing but driving in the closing seconds of the second quarter. Down to 30 seconds left in the half. Two receivers right, one on the left. Second goal at the six. And one guy, the running back, to the left of the quarterback. Gavin Wimsett takes the snap. Badgers bring in heat. Wimsett throws to the right. Picked off Ricardo Hallman at the 10, left side 20. He's to the 30, to the 40. Hallman the 50, to the 40. Angles right 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Ricardo Hallman from one end of the yard to the other and to the house. And it's 16-0, Wisconsin.
And 17 with the PAT, and that really established control for Wisconsin. Rutgers did score, missed the PAT, but then it was 24-6. And you mentioned that, you know, Mark, a couple of the turnovers. They're getting in close, the fumble inside the five, and then Wisconsin fumbles deep in its own territory. So this is one of those games. The final score shows 11 points, but the Badgers maybe were in more control than that indicates.
For sure. I think that's, again, coaches love to be able to win and have things that they can talk about, but I really felt like, I know there's a couple of late penalties, but to play three quarters of penalty-free football and to do what you're able to do, you had a couple of fumbles. That obviously needs to clean up, but that's where you could put teams away. I just think I love the fact that Wisconsin was up to the challenge because, again, they hear the same things that when we talk about and that everybody else does, that physical, oh, special teams, oh, this. And you know what? It's always fun when you can say, you know what? Yeah, we're pretty good, too. We're still pretty physical. We still do things the right way.
That's the thing. Luke Fickell from day one. So it's still about physicality. And what else would you expect from an old, you know, defensive lineman? But it's still, no matter what kind of style of play you're talking about, it's still about being physical. And when he told Patrick Herb at the half that he could maybe pound the ball a little bit more, that might be music to the ears of many longtime Badger fans. They, again, you know, Mordecai was able to, you know, spread the ball around. Will Pauling, a career day for him, 8 catches for 68 yards. But, you know, 17 of 31 for Tanner. And they took some shots in this game here, too. 145 yards. Those are modest stats, but the touchdown pass to Tucker Ashcraft. Again, you've talked about it multiple times, Tausch, how impressed you are. We could look at numbers, but what Mordecai is asked to do and what he does very well, that is priceless for this program.
He is just, I think he's been more than all of us even thought as far as leadership and toughness and just the end of the game. You want your quarterback. I have Varsity Blues. Yeah, you watch Varsity Blues. You have Mox out there.
Oh, yeah.
What you really want, you want a guy that can throw. Obviously, you have all the tangible things. But, man, it's those intangibles where you know, hey, you going to try to punk me a little bit? No.
Mm-hmm.
Not today. And I just think what Tanner Mordecai has done, not only throwing the football, it wasn't a marquee day for him, but running it, learning, sliding. He had another just really good day, led his football team in what was needed. And today was, we are going to mash a supposedly physical football team. And I don't want to take anything away from Rutgers because I thought they played their tails off today. But Wisconsin was more physical and better than they were today.
And who doesn't love Mox? I mean, well, what a great teammate he was.
He was pretty good, yeah. I think you start looking back, you had Billy Bob, and you got whole crew.
Oh, yeah, great crew.
Coach, I can't remember Coach's name, but he didn't want his life.
Is it Gilman?
It could be Gilman.
Yeah, something
but
like that.
But I do love it. It reminded me of Mox, the way he finished that game off, where it was like the guy bumped him. It's like, no, look at the scoreboard, bro. Head on out, safe travels. It's our day today.
Good to be Mox. Always good to be Mox. Badgers win 24-13 over Rutgers. More of our postgame show coming up. Presented by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of...
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 53, northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers again tonight, lows level off around 38, cloudy skies. Overcast tomorrow, chance for scattered showers, daytime highs approaching 53. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 53.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show. Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 13. We got clarification on the legendary coach and
Blues. Threw me off with Gilman.
I took a guess.
I knew Bud.
Yeah.
Can you remember it now?
Bud Kilmer?
Kilmer.
There
Bud
you go.
Kilmer.
Shout out Doug Russell for passing that along. Yeah, legendary. They built a statue for the guy, right?
They did, and then they tore it down, though, too.
That's right. I forgot about that.
That's a full circle deal.
Can't watch Varsity Blues enough. Hey, there's some pretty good games going on here. In the Big Ten, Ohio State is pulling away now, leading Maryland 37-17. They're getting late. That was tied at 17, and I think it was only a three-point game going into the fourth quarter. The Red River rivalry, say that five times fast. Texas and Oklahoma Taos tied at 27 late.
Yeah, that's. I would have thought Texas, that impressive win down in Alabama. But you throw the rivalry, throw the records out. Oklahoma's defense must be markedly better than what it has been in the past. But it just tells you why college football's so great.
It's so much fun, isn't it? The other games going on. Washington State keeping an eye on the Cougs. They're playing at the Rose Bowl today, 3-0. They lead UCLA. They're in the first quarter of that game. Washington State has yet to lose. That's
pretty good squad.
Yeah, it really is. LSU 42, Missouri 39 in the fourth quarter of that game, and LSU has the ball back. Other games in the Big Ten coming up. The 2:30 window has Purdue playing at Iowa, and then tonight Michigan takes on Minnesota up in Minneapolis. The Badgers will draw Iowa next Saturday. That game will kick off at 3:00 Central Time. This West Division, it is what it is, but what matters is Wisconsin is 2-0 and continuing to build things, and they're in a pretty good spot here. Let's see if they can keep building next week.
I just love the fact, and this is where early in the season, you were wondering, where's this team going to be air raid? And everything was just going to be smooth sailing from the jump. Well, anybody that knows football and sees it, it takes time. And what I love listening to Coach Fickell talk, it's going to be better. What we see in September, early October, is not going to be when we go up to Minnesota to close out the regular season. Hopefully, you're going to continue to see it. And I think offensively, I've seen big strides as far as what they're doing. And today, defensively, Purdue, a lot of oil. We saw a little leakage in that second half. Today, for the most part, they gave up something here, but that was a short field. I thought the defense today took a big step in the right direction. So, as a Badger fan, hey, Big Ten West stinks. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah.
We're in a great position to say, all right, every game here, we got some tough ones. Ohio, nothing's going to be easy against Iowa. We know that. But offensively, I just feel so much better about our team than what I've seen from the other teams. And now, but you got to go out and prove it. And that's the beauty of college football.
All right, time for today's Red Zone recap from Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. 2 for 3, the Badgers in the red zone. The Braylon Allen touchdown run, the Tanner Mordecai touchdown pass. So we could say 2 for 3, but the touchdowns, that's the difference maker, and that's been a pretty good area for this Badgers
team. It has been, and that's why it's always the beginning of the season, just like you just want to get those first couple first downs, because what happens, let's say you struggle a little bit in the red zone early, then coaches emphasize it, you make these extra points, and guys will tense up a little bit. You're now seeing the flip side of that. When you have success, all of a sudden, red zone, baby, let's go. You have that more of a let's go get it attitude rather than sitting back on your heels. And that's quarterback play, decision-making, and I think Tanner Mordecai, he has proven his decision-making has been really spot-on for the vast majority of the season.
The one miss was the fumble inside the Rutgers 5-yard line, but the Badgers, they've had of the 20 red zone scores, 15 have been tutters.
Tutters. Yeah, there's nothing better. And that's, a lot of times now defenses in today's day and age will look at it and say, we hold you to a field goal, that's a win.
Mm-hmm.
Touchdowns, when you get down there, everything contracts, and especially when you're air raiding and spreading out and trying to do all this different stuff, it still comes back to can you run the football? And can you do the play action off that run? And today, man, Wisconsin, it's a throwback day. 46 carries, 213. That's what today was. And I love the fact Wisconsin embraced that challenge. took it by the horns and said, yeah, we're going to be the physical dogs today, and that's what they did.
Run the ball, stop the run. 213, as Tausch mentioned, for the Badgers. 64 rushing yards for Rutgers. The Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 13. Our postgame report brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We'll continue in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com. Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's to trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions made new again with good company. And seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at travelwisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
When you are.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame show. Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 13. A minute and change remaining at the Cotton Bowl. Texas has just kicked the field goal. The third-ranked Longhorns now lead Oklahoma 30-27. It's gone final in Columbus. Ohio State 37, Maryland 17. Texas is about to kick off. Still a minute 17 left in that game down in Dallas. November is where you secure division championships and so on and so forth. But this month is, I think, a month a lot of Badger fans have really been looking forward to. Tausch, you got three home games. Next week is a sellout. End of the month, of course, a sellout. The trip to Champaign on the 21st. But this is the positioning month, really, for the Badgers, right? I mean, they're one in November, but this sets up November, mm-hmm. what they do these next few weeks.
Yeah, and this is where you start, you know, the beginning of the season. There is no preseason. Trying to kind of figure out what you're all about, and then you start growing into the team that you're going to be, and this is the meaty part of your schedule. I just, man, I loved today's game. I thought, you know, air raid and all that. I just, you kept hearing it all week. And for a guy that played here, and I think for a lot of us, it's homecoming. It's still, football is always going to be, I don't care how skilled you are, it's still going to be, can I block the guy in front of me? Can I be more physical on both sides of the ball? And when you can execute that, it's pretty special. Today was, from a physical standpoint, just being able to execute. Rutgers was not able to do what they wanted to, and Wisconsin was. And as a football player, that's what this is all about. Mm-hmm. And when you can execute and do that, you just, everything tastes better that night when you're able to when you're able to execute it. I bet Luke Fickell, after watching the film and going back and doing whatever he does after game, he's going to enjoy that one a lot, because that's what football, that's what you're building. And when you see it start brick by brick, you feel really good about it.
Well, the messages he says, you know, they'll, the social media clips, they'll on, you know, they'll show a little bit of his talk with the players, and like after every game, it's like, hey man, enjoy this. Like,
absolutely.
Give yourself a few hours. You know, everybody else will break it down and give you the grades and all that happy stuff. You won a football game. Let yourself enjoy it.
And that's, I think, it's so smart for coaches. You have the 24-hour rule. That's how we did it. You work so hard, and you only get 12 of these shots with the group that you have. And when you can execute and win, you're going to feel the pain when you lose. When you execute, when you better enjoy it and live it up. And I don't think that you have to it's always good to remind guys, because if not, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy yourselves. Go out. This is a great win today for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Right, we'll take a break. We'll hear from head coach Luke Fickell coming up. More of our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com, with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, honey bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers post-game show. Wisconsin 24, Rutgers 13. Oklahoma has just scored with 15 seconds left. Sooners now lead Texas 34-30. An 11-point win for the Badgers today. A couple minutes ago, Mike Heller sat down with head coach Luke Fickell.
Let's talk about this one. Your defense does a heck of a job to really begin the game. Their first 10 real drives, 8 punts, and a pick 6 in there, they held their ground.
They did a great job all day. I mean, I know there was a couple little things there at the end as they started throwing the football. I think we could have done a better job of, but the preparation was about being physical, stopping the run, you know, hoping that we could get them into some situations where they had to throw the football. And I think they felt like they had to do that a little bit more today. But nonetheless, time after time, the defense really played well today.
Luke, single moments that do ultimately matter in a game. They've got their only real sustained long drive in the first half, and they're going to start the second half with the ball until Rico steps in front.
Yeah, the 8-minute stretch is the most important time in football, and I know they were playing for it. You know, the last 4 minutes of the first half, the first 4 minutes of the second half, they got a drive, they get the ball coming out of halftime. I knew exactly what they were, you know, going through in their head, and they were doing a great job of it. And Rico makes an incredible play. Not only does he get a pick, he takes it the distance, you know, with only 4 seconds left to go in the half. I mean, that's the difference in the ball game.
There are always things to clean up, and I know you're going to talk about turnovers. Those two, the turnovers you have, one going in and then another one late, opens a door.
The late one is bad. The one going in, obviously, but like the late one in all the situation is about taking care of the football. And I know it's unique. He's on top of a guy, and you know they give him some credit. They did a great job, but that's where we really, really, really got to make sure that if we're going to finish, we're going to finish well. We can't be in those situations.
Look, I know you wanted to clean up penalties. You don't get your first penalty until 13:46 remaining in the fourth. So that's probably a step in the right direction for you.
Did I say I wanted to clean up penalties?
I don't know. Maybe not.
Maybe that's words in my mouth. No, we do. We had 11, I think, the last game. We know that's way too many. There is a part of being aggressive that there are going to be some, you know, the holding ones, the ones that are, you know, a little bit what I call, you know, fundamental, you know, kind of stupid things that, you know, in a situation we don't want to have. But there's a fine line in still getting these guys to continue to be aggressive.
Two more for you, Luke. One, Jackson Aker had a step in. Chez's season ended 2 weeks ago. What did you think of his first extended opportunity for you?
People were saying, hey, I mean, they were surprised or whatever. Whether they were surprised or, hey, it looked like he stepped up. And I don't think we were surprised. I don't think we thought like he stepped up. We had seen this through spring football. When we walked in here, we know what position was he going to play. Was he going to be a tight end? Was he going to be a fullback? And he just did nothing but go to work. And all through spring ball, all through fall camp, I mean, really felt like we had another guy that, you know, barring whatever happened, it was going to be in a good position for us.
And, Luke, I want to ask you about one drive. You're up 17-6 late in the third when you take over. You go on a 14-play, 72-yard touchdown drive, 8 on the ground, 6 in the air. That's balanced, and that was a put-away drive in this game.
That was big. That was big. And, you know, I obviously give the offense a lot of credit. I give Tanner Mordecai a lot of credit. I mean, he's just a guy that you can do so much with, and sometimes you can, you know, feel like, hey, let's just put it in his hands all the time. But for us to be able to be balanced and obviously be able to run the football as well as we did, with what they do up front in particular, and then obviously the really nice touchdown pass to Tucker Ashcraft, who's a young freshman that's just going to continue to get better.
Last one, coming off a bye, always a little bit tricky. You pleased with what you saw from the way they handled it?
No doubt. I was a little bit concerned, and you know, just about being able to come out here at 11 o'clock, start fast. There's a lot of things going on this week with homecoming and stuff like that can be a distraction, and you can get bored on those long breaks. But you saw the maturity of our team today.
Congratulations, Luke. Back over to you guys.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. It's gone final at the Cotton Bowl. Oklahoma 34, Texas 30. So wild game in the Big 12 and the two future SEC teams beginning next year. We'll get all that straight in due time.
Yeah, we'll figure that part out.
We'll figure that part out. We know that the Badgers have the Iowa Hawkeyes coming here. Iowa and the Purdue Boilermakers getting underway at Kinnick Stadium. But As Luke mentioned, you know, the obvious play of the game with Ricardo Hallman, and he is, you know, with the penalties, the pre-snap, the alignment penalties, no coach likes that. But, like, the penalties of aggression, he doesn't want guys throttling back. Some of these he can tolerate, but the fact that the total was as low as it was, just two today, that was important.
Yeah, especially, again, coaches emphasize things and then they want to see it executed. And what we saw the last time we watched a game was Purdue and a bunch of penalties. Today, as Mike Heller was just saying, you didn't see one until the fourth quarter. So you can always live with combative penalties. What you can't live with are the lazy or the pre-snap that, you know, coaches used to always tell me, I can get anybody from anywhere to not false start. Well, that's fair. So that's what you're looking at. And I thought today you wanted a clean game. It's really hard to get one. You had a couple of turnovers, but I really thought cleaning some things up. You didn't see the alignment errors. You didn't see the miscommunications. You're starting to see a lot of things fall into place for this football team.
All right, a good day it is for the Wisconsin Badgers. They celebrate homecoming with an 11-point win over the Rutgers Scarlet Knights, 24-13. That'll do it for us here in the booth. We invite you to stay with us. More to come as we'll hand it off to Tim Scott and Bill Schmidt as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clery has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clery, president of Clery Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clerybuilding.com.
This football season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any fumbles when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza, and it's time to celebrate. October is National Pizza Month, so let's cheer the cheese, toast the toppings, and do a little dance for the deliciousness of Brewpub Pizza. At Brewpub, we get it. You're looking for a high-quality premium pizza that's literally an eating extravaganza, not some bland, skimpy, circular concoction that resembles a frozen pizza. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with toppings in every bite, accompanied by the best award-winning mozzarella cheese from Scani. Snag a Brewpub pizza at your local grocery store today.
For over 100 years, Fabic Cat has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local cat dealer, Fabic Cat provides new and used, heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and Fabic Cat is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabicCat.com or call your local Fabic Cat store for more information. Fabic Cat is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
Welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott surrounded by a bunch of happy homecoming Badger fans. Bill Schmidt is back.
Come on now.
Here we go.
Week.
24-13 the final. And before you dump all over the talk and text line today, or hit Billy up at Bill Schmidt Radio on Twitter, well, now X, or me at Badger Postgame, the Badgers, number one, won the game today, 24-13. Mm-hmm. And number two, I want to remind all of Badger Nation listening to my voice right now, winning in the Big Ten is hard. And this was a hard-fought Big Ten game today. Had its good points, had its bad points. A lot of stuff on film that they will work on next week. They have to for Iowa. But, Billy, coming off a bye week, you expect a team sometimes to be a little sluggish. And I thought Wisconsin was at times. But you know what? In the end, they won the football game 24-13.
They did. And I think the score can sometimes be deceiving on both ends. Wisconsin was I felt like, very much in control of the football game for the entire 60 minutes. And as a 13-point favorite, you anticipate that.
Right.
I didn't necessarily think that the team should have maybe been a 13-point favorite. This Rutgers outfit that Greg Schiano brought on in here, this isn't the one you remember from five, 6 years ago or